When 17-year-old Abby Gagliardo was a kid, she knew her dad, Ralph, was always in and out of prison, but she didn't understand why. When they sat down for StoryCorps, Ralph had been out for 5 years, and Abby wanted to learn more.
When I was a kid, people would ask me, they'd be like, oh, where's your dad? And I'd be like, I don't know, jail. I didn't understand any of it.
You never knew that it was all related to heroin.
Honestly, no. I found out last year from my sister. I was like, what are you talking about? My dad never did heroin. And she was like, just ask him. So I did, and you told me you were addicted to heroin for 10 years. That was shocking to me.
Did all of a sudden it make sense to you, like, why I was going to jail?
I thought it was for stealing.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Kind of go to extreme measures because you always need money. So you just thought I was a crook?
I was young. I didn't put two and two together, and looking back on things, I thought I had a normal life. You know, I ate spaghetti for dinner. I watched TV. I went to bed at 8.
Yeah. I tried to send you letters that would give us a connection. Like one time I traced my hand on a piece of paper and I told you to trace yours.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. And you sent it back.
But it's like talking to someone through a wall. Back then I couldn't see, you know, the dumb faces you make now or hear your laugh when I make a silly joke or see the way your forehead has funny lines in it when you talk. There is a difference and I can feel it.
But when I came home, you were a little hostile.
I was pissed. I was like, how can you come in here and act like the parent? You have to give me a reason to give you a chance.
Yeah, there was definitely some bumps in the road. And it was my fault that you didn't have a father there.
But I have one now, and that's what counts. You know, I know you're not just going to disappear out of the blue.
Yeah, you get me all choked up. I'm sorry.
It took some time, but, I mean, look at us now. You're the one person in the world I can open up to and trust. We came a long way, and I'm proud of both of us.
That was Abby Gagliardo speaking with her father, Ralph, in Hartford, Connecticut. At the time of their conversation, Ralph had been sober for 5 years and had plans to attend law school.